The Red Eye Radio podcast is a service of Freightliner and Detroit.
It's Red Eye Radio, with talk about everything from politics to social issues and news of the day. Whether you're up late or just starting your day, welcome to the show. For Gary McNamara and Eric Harley, Chris Kroc, this is Red Eye Radio.
Across America, Red Eye Radio, Chris Kroc in for Eric and Gary. Talking about the police shooting in Fort Worth, Texas, a horrible shooting where neighbor sees the doors open, and it's 2:30 in the morning. What's going on? This is not normal. The cops go there, and she gets shot as she's going, who's outside? And it's just horrible. Also, one of our listeners mentioned the ABC News playing Kentucky gun range video, saying it was Turkish bombing of Syria. And you wonder why. This is freaking laughable. How does this even happen? Is that how people in Kentucky recognize it? I mean, how does it happen that some clown at ABC pulls this and puts it out? How did that even happen? You can trust us. Orange man bad, we're good. Dude, you guys are putting fake news on. Real fake news. I mean, this is really, really, really fake news. While falsely claiming it depicted a fierce battle between Syrian Kurds and Turkish forces. Oh, la, 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 la. No, it's just some hillbillies yodeling. No offense to our Kentucky listeners. They aired footage on Sunday night and Monday morning, framing it as battlefield video then, when in fact it appears to be from a night gun demonstration at the Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky. You know, if the leftists would just have their way and take away the guns, then none of this video would be out there. It would only be war video. See, the problem is they haven't taken all of our guns away yet. It first aired on World Fake News Tonight. Fake World News Tonight. The anchor claimed it showed a Turkish attack. You know what, guys? We should film a fake video. And we'll go to the gun range and shoot some stuff. And they go, exclusive terrorist footage. Turkish military terror. Anything that makes Trump look bad, just put it up there. Oh, these people. Wow. Chiron beneath the video read, quote, crisis in Syria. ISIS prisoners escape as death toll rises in attack of Kentucky backyard. I can't believe this is real. Correction. They wrote on Good Morning America's Twitter feed, we've taken down video that aired on World News Tonight, Sunday, Good Morning America this morning that appeared to be from the Syrian border immediately after questions were raised about its accuracy. ABC News regrets the error. Wait a minute. Aren't you going to tell us where it's from? Well, yes, it's from Knob Creek. A night shooting, 2017. Y'all are welcome to come on over. We'll shoot some Tannerite. You know what it is, Tannerite? It's that, I didn't know you could do this. It's fun. I haven't done it yet, but it sounds like something right up my alley, where you get Tannerite, which is like, and I'm going to totally butcher all this, but I think it's called Tannerite, and it's if you have a glob of it and you shoot it, it goes, poof, it just blows up. So you can put it like on an old fridge in the middle of a massive farmland. And just, dude, I've been on farmland in Wisconsin, and just unloading. You know what I mean? Just unloading with friends. Yeah. Oh, the Las Vegas shooter had 50 pounds of Tannerite in his car. The video appears identical to the one called Knob Creek, but the clip showed people firing tracer rounds at as massive explosions occurred in the distance while bystanders used cell phones to record. I mean, dude, The explosions probably were tannerite. I mean, that's, you know, because that's legal to do. My understanding, it probably depends on what state you're in, but you're having fun and you've got a couple acres. Have at it, you know what I mean? That's the beauty of rural America. That's just so funny, isn't it? What a bunch of losers. What a bunch of losers. I'm not happy, though, on Syria. We'll talk about a little bit more on Syria coming up. Actually, I'll share a little bit more. One day, this MSN story says, one day he was Trump was inviting Erdogan to visit the White House. The next day, he was threatening to totally destroy and obliterate Turkey's economy if it crossed the line that he never defined. Erdogan just kept going, and I told you this yesterday too. Like he's like, they don't care. They're going to keep going to do whatever they want to do. Like, they're done. They're like a bull following a red flag. They're not concerned about... They're going to finish the job. They've been wanting to finish the job for a long time. We're going to finish the job. We never should have pulled our folks out. And remember the 1,000 people? He changed his mind and said, we're going to keep them. Trump did. And they actually were blocked in. They had no way of getting out unless we airlifted them. Trump said one thing, too, that I want to share. He says, my gut tells me... This is a... talking about the Federal Reserve, but in this article it was also said it can be used for Syria. And I agree, actually, where Trump said, my gut tells me more sometimes than anybody else's brain can ever tell me. And I agree, and I think that's one of the strong suits of him, okay? But this time his gut was wrong. And he's getting his butt handed to him. And by the way, another piece of information, Axios, behind the scenes of the Trump bluff that kicked off Turkey's invasion, Erdogan called Trump's bluff because Trump was thinking they would not actually do it. I'll pull out and you just go in there, but you got to take care of everything. He didn't think they would do it. They did it. And this is just a real big bad mistake in this regard. Look, if you want to own it, you own it, but don't come looking to me for help, he said. Well, here we are. 866-90-RED-EYE, 866-907-3339. Let's talk with Carl in Texas. You're on Red Eye Radio. Hi, Carl.
Hey, that's I love the Kentucky twists and turns.
I'm telling you.
And, you know, I've got a network for you that would be your production company when you do those silly, nonsensical stories. It would be the Croc News Network.
The Croc News Network.
There you go.
That's my last name for those who are going. Who is this clown filling in for Eric and Gary? Where are my Eric and Garys? You know, by the way, somebody on my Facebook, I got a Chris Croc Show Facebook page for my full-time show, aside from filling in for Eric and Gary, and somebody said, where are Eric and Gary? And, you know, what happened to them? I'm like, do you not think that they get vacations like you do? Do people call you and say, oh my gosh, at the office, what happened to so-and-so? No. Sorry, go ahead, please.
Can you hear me? Oh, okay.
I don't know. Hold on 1 second. Hold on.
Yeah, I really...
Hold on, wait. I don't know. Hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second. Can we hear him?
No, no, and no.
Go ahead, sir.
Okay. There's no believing the news anymore. That's kind of the long upshot. And so I heard another report today that he was staging the 1,000 or so guys and not moving them back home, that he was going to be ready to counter if there was an ISIS problem.
He's leaving the 1,000. Hold on 1 second. He was going to pull the 1,000 out, plus he pulled the 50 out, and then he changed his mind. Now the 1,000 are going to stay. That was today. So he reversed his decision, which was wise. Go ahead, please.
Oh, well, I just, the impression they were given on that report was that they were going to be ready to pounce.
Yes.
If there was a problem.
But they're staying in southern Syria. They're not leaving Syria.
Yeah, and that was the report. But, hey, you know, who knows what the truth is when ABC talks about Kentucky like it's Syria.
Yes, the only thing missing is, la, 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 la Oh, no! That is blowing up my car! We could narrate a fake news video and have ABC play it. You know? Oh, Trump is killing us! Oh, Mr. Trump, you evil orange man, bad! Some, you know, white elitist who went to an Ivy League school. Oh, my gosh, we're going to run with this. 866-90-RED-EYE. William in Tennessee, you're live on Red Eye Radio.
Hey.
Hey.
Great show. Thanks for keeping me up while I was driving.
Thank you.
Hey, yeah, I saw that footage, and I thought that looks just like Knob Creek Gun Range out here in West Point. And, you know, it's a really great time. They do two shoots, one in the spring, one in the fall. Blow up some cars, you know, pour some gas out in the cars.
It's Tannerite they're using, right? It ignites.
They use some Tannerite. They pour some, gas in some 55-gallon drums, all kinds of good stuff.
You know, to them, too, I think they look at white rural people shooting and blowing things up as terrorists just as much, you know, white conservatives, just as much as they do a Turkish person coming in and slaughtering innocent Kurds. We're looked at the same.
People come from all over.
We're looked at the same, aren't we, from them?
Oh, yeah.
You and I are terrorists.
Yeah, to them.
Yes. Okay, so... But you're in Tennessee, though. How do you know about this range in Kentucky?
Oh, it's right down the road from where I live. I just come down here every night.
Okay. Well, are you being fake news on me? I got my guys over here nodding their head no.
No, I drive a truck, so I come down to Tennessee every night, but the gun range is about a mile away from my house.
Okay. Awesome. Well, next time get some video of you ululating, and we'll pull it, and it'll be the lead story on NBC or CNN, okay?
All right, man, thanks.
All right, thank you. They'll say white nationalist Trump supporters training for terror against you know, whatever, the Muslims. All right, we're going to... I'm having too much fun. Yeah, drinking Jim Beam. That's exactly right. Yes. Oh, we're having... This is fun. All right, we're going to continue our discussion on this... the fake news and Syria. 866-90-RED-EYE. 866-907-3339. This is Chris Kroc on Red Eye Radio.
Wintertime is tough on trucks. Extreme cold temperatures can affect everything from batteries to tire inflation to fuel lines, making winter prep essential to the performance of your vehicle. Here's a tip to make sure your rig is ready for the winter months that lie ahead. When water and moisture build in your air brake system in the dead of winter, it will almost certainly freeze and turn to ice, which can damage valves, air dryers, and other air system components. Make sure to inspect your system for any air leaks and to confirm the system is receiving a clear air supply. Check and drain your air tanks daily to keep water, contaminants, and corrosion at bay. Find a TA truck service near you to learn more truck winterization tips or to have your air brake system inspected today.
This maintenance tip is brought to you by TA Truck Service. More bays, more expertise, more solutions.
Get in touch with Red Eye Radio, toll free at 866-90-RED-EYE.
Chris Kroc in for Eric and Gary on Red Eye Radio. Let's talk to Tommy in Georgia. Tommy, you're on Red Eye Radio.
Chris, red, white, and blue Tommy here in Macon, Georgia. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, hanging in there, man. Hanging in there. I wanted to call about, you know, the deal with Syria, Turkey and them going into Syria.
Yeah.
And Erdogan, when he faked that coup, he set him up as a supreme ruler in Turkey with the ultimate goal to reestablish the Ottoman Empire. And you know me, I stay ahead of the curve sometimes. And the thing about it is he's not going to back down until Trump really tightens the screws on
him. Right. And one of the things Trump could have done,
I think
One of the things Trump could have done is say, I won't tolerate an invasion against the Kurds, and I'll use air power to stop it, and he didn't.
He didn't do it, and he should have. He should have. But he's going back and falling on the fact that they are a NATO ally. But the thing about it is they don't act like a NATO ally.
Well, you know, and the other thing is, if they act like a NATO ally, they won't get bombed. If they act like a NATO ally, they won't get bombed. So you say, we're your friends, but if you go in there, we're gonna use air power on you. And
they're not our friends.
I know, but listen, if they go in there and you bomb them, you're not bombing Turkey. You're bombing them invading, you know, Syria.
There we go, as retaliation of that. Yeah, but the thing about this, Trump didn't make a mistake. I hope that he backs up real strong, you know, real quick. But the thing about it is Turkey has no business being in NATO with Erdogan as their leader. He is a dangerous fool. There's no doubt about that.
I won't argue with you about Turkey shouldn't be in there in NATO. I appreciate your call, Tommy, from Macon, Georgia. 866-90-RED-EYE, 866-907-3339. Oh, let's talk to Mary in Texas. You're on Red Eye Radio. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
I just wanted to talk about the shooting in Fort Worth.
Yes.
And I think that's one of the worst things that can happen, an innocent person getting shot. But I do back the police, and I wish they would just take each shooting as an accident individually, because they all have their own set of circumstances, and that's the way they should be handled. But I also...
Wait, I don't get that, though.
I don't...
Hold on one second. I don't get your set. I wish they would take each shooting as an accident. I don't get what you're saying.
Well, in other words, each shooting by the police or any accident that comes across, they all have their own set of circumstances.
Oh, so you take each one individually. Yes. Okay, yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
Because they all have different circumstances.
Right.
But also, I didn't hear anyone say this, so I was just curious. I did hear that the young lady was playing Call of Duty with her nephew.
Yeah, Call of Duty with her 8-year-old nephew at 2:30 in the morning Friday going into Saturday, yes.
Yes, and so I just wondered, I know Call of Duty is a shooting video game.
Right.
And I just wondered if possibly the policeman could have heard shooting.
Here's one of the things that no one knows. Well, here's one of the things that we always learn in these. So much more is going to come out. Little details. Important little details that some will disregard and others will not. It doesn't look good. I am the last person to want to say that it's a bad shoot. But as of right now, it doesn't look good. I think you have to admit that.
Right.
But,
I agree with you.
But you're right about saying let's, you know, each one's individual. And the idea that this is racial or racism somehow is complete BS.
Right. Yeah. And there's just too much of that going on. Not the actual racism, but people just calling things racist.
Right.
I'm about 60 years old, and we have overcome racism as far as I'm concerned. I mean, there's always a few, but most people... You know, whatever color they are, you can get along with. Like I said, there's always a few anywhere you go that aren't going to do right and aren't right. But
the overwhelming majority are not. The overwhelming majority are not that way. Yeah. What was the last part you said?
I said it's just a shame that we are going backwards instead of forwards in our country.
You're right. You're very right, and I appreciate your call. 866-90-RED-EYE, 866-907-3339. And, you know, I want to do more on the Democrats coming up tonight with the debate. You know, I got an interesting story about truckers, women flocking into the trucking industry. But also what comes up in this, too, is protection, their protection, which is interesting because that's a concern. Columbus Day, which we're just getting out of, but some of the statues were attacked.
Phone lines are open. 1-866-907-3339. 866-90-RED-EYE. For Gary McNamara and Eric Harley, here is Chris Kroc.
Across America, Red Eye Radio. Chris Kroc in for Eric and Gary. Talking about police shooting happened in Fort Worth. African-American woman, white cop. Unbelievable just how stupid it was that it happened. Folks making it about race, all this garbage, anti-cop stuff. Also, Syria and why it was a mistake for Trump to pull out, but thankfully he's keeping the 1,000 people there in the southern part of Syria, which and he's getting his butt handed to him for being foolish on with Syria. We also have Columbus statues vandalized. In Providence, Rhode Island, they painted it red, stopped celebrating genocide, the word genocide written in orange paint. San Francisco, destroy all monuments of genocide, kill all colonizers. Ah! Do exactly what we accuse Columbus of doing. Wait, so two wrongs make a right? Yes. This was in San Francisco's Little Italy. By the way, if it was Syria, or I don't know, little Baghdad, or little, just think of a Muslim, you know, city or whatever. Little Kentucky. No, that's not Muslim. That's not Muslim. But quite not Muslim. not quite at all. But, you know, if it was a Muslim neighborhood, they wouldn't be spray painting it. They'd be, but since Italians are white, you're bad, you're evil. Now, this ties in nicely with Chelsea Clinton. That's Hillary and Chelsea. Chelsea. I had some Chelsea today. I dipped it in ranch. It was good. Chelsea's very healthy. It's a good alternative to having a fatty snack. But Chelsea emphatically stated, according to the Daily Mail, that a person with a beard and a penis can absolutely identify as a woman, while Hillary shuffled awkwardly. This ties in very well with, have you heard about drag queens reading to toddlers at libraries? I cannot tell you on my local full-time show how many people have sent me saying, dude, this is going on. Can you believe this? Drag queens, and they literally say they want toddlers to come and have a drag queen read to the toddler. That way they can undermine the knuckle-dragging, Bible-thumping parent and, you know, kind of usurp the parent and say, look at this. Anyway, the program, it was apparently started up by the American Library Association. They're kind of like all these groups, a lot of them are, you know, leftist types groups apparently, where now reading's not as important as, look at this, the organization's website, American Library Association, says the aim is to help kids celebrate on this program to have drag queens come read. The organization says it's helps kids celebrate gender diversity via glamorous, positive, unabashedly queer role models. What does this have to do with reading? You know, here's the point. Who cares about reading? Worship at the altar of diversity. Behold, a drag queen. Ooh! But my kid can't read. Don't worry. This is a drag queen. Wow. Adults present the drag queen story hour. One columnist wrote that the kids could care less whether it's a drag queen or not. They either enjoyed the story or they didn't, but the adults were mesmerized, you know, like, oh. Well, you know, go to a drag queen, a drag show, whatever, you know what I mean? But listen to this. Houston Public Library admits registered sex offender read to kids in a drag queen story time. Ah, it turns out it didn't work out so well. Yes, a registered sex offender Alberto Garza, a 32-year-old child sex offender, in 2008 sexually assaulted an 8-year-old boy. But don't worry about that. He's a drag queen. Hey, he's reading to your child. This happened in Houston, Texas. It had this group had been asking the city of Houston for months. They were against this whole drag queen thing, to disclose information about the drag queens. When the requests were unanswered, they did their own digging and made this shocking link, according to KHOU TV News. Sex offender at 200 pounds, 5'11", assaulted an 11-year-old boy, said one parent. Oh my gosh. It's part of a national program aiming to promote love and acceptance. City of Houston Public Library admitted they had messed up. We failed to complete a background check as required. Well, don't worry about that. More importantly is having the drag queen read to the children. Sex offender, schmex offender. 866-90-RED-EYE. You can't make this stuff up. 866-907-3339. Steve in Charlotte, North Carolina, where they have the big old Bank of America headquarters and big old Bank of America skyscraper. How are you, Steve?
Well, I'm in Springfield, Illinois, but I'm discussing Charlotte, North Carolina.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm confused. It says you're in Charlotte, but that's okay. You're in Springfield, Illinois.
Yeah, and my sister lives near Charlotte. She always says she lives in Charlotte, but she's 50 miles away.
Every time, as a kid growing up in Illinois, every time we went to Springfield as a kid, my older brother would puke.
Well,
I don't know what it was. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to rain on your parade. But we toured the whole Abe Lincoln stuff, and it was a good time. Anyways, other than the puking, go ahead, sir.
All right, but let's get to Charlotte. I don't think a lot of Republicans realize how liberal, and Charlotte is a sanctuary city, hugely. It just made news because an illegal alien raped and murdered a woman there, and they basically looked the other way.
That was Trump's fault.
That was Trump's. It's the orange guy that did it.
Yes.
But here's the thing. We're having our convention, the Republican convention, in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yes.
Now, there's all kinds of problems with that. First of all, I don't want to reward people for bad behavior. And if you're going to make your damn city a sanctuary city where illegal aliens can rape and murder American citizens, I really don't want to reward you with millions of dollars of stuff. And I know it's the Mitt Romney type, you know, we call them Chamber of Commerce Republicans if you're just a little more liberal or you accept liberals,
right,
it's okay. You'll get more votes that way if you just liberal
right.
yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you don't reward bad behavior.
Okay, but listen. I don't know if you're going to find a large city that's not a sanctuary city.
But not as liberal as Charlotte, North Carolina.
I don't know. I would imagine Charlotte, North Carolina is not nearly as bad as Detroit, Chicago, Los Angeles, New York, Dallas, D.C.
Well, I'm just saying, why can't we get a medium-sized city? Here's the problem.
Well, Charlotte is a medium-sized. Charlotte's a medium-sized city.
When Antifa shows up, and they do, who are the police of Charlotte going to back? The Republican convention people or Antifa?
Well, I can answer that question for you, no problem. The chief of police, a politician, will back, they won't say back Antifa, but they won't be on the Republican side because Republicans are bad.
No.
But the police on the ground will be backing the Republicans. The individual cops.
As much as they can without getting in trouble.
Right. Appreciate your call, Steve. Let's talk to Michael. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk to Michael coming up next is what we're going to do in Knoxville. And it'll be interesting. He wants to talk about the Kurds. 866-90-RED-EYE, 866-907-3339. And then I'm going to get into also the women are doing truck driving now. It's kind of interesting about that. I've always had a little fantasy about being a truck driver. I don't know, but maybe after a month or two I'd get a little I'm going to change my mind, but it's interesting. We'll get into that coming up next. This is Chris Kroc on Red Eye Radio.
Lines open for your calls. 866-90-RED-EYE on Red Eye Radio.
Chris Rock in for Eric and Gary on Red Eye Radio. Let's talk to Michael in Knoxville, Tennessee. You're on Red Eye Radio.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing fine, thank you. You threw me for a second. You were talking about a chubby drag queen that can read.
Yes.
And the parents that actually take them there.
Yes.
But on to my topic. My father was a Blackhawk pilot, and he flew over in 04 and 05, and when he went over there, his whole attitude was, I don't know why we're going there. Let's just bomb the blank out of those sand N-word.
Yeah.
You know, that's how he felt when he went.
Wow.
When he came back, his whole attitude had changed.
Why?
He was like, those people are fighting for their freedom, just like our founding fathers, and they are good people. Mm-hmm. You know, his whole
attitude. And who are these people? Who are these people he was talking about?
The Iraqi Kurds.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was like, they are not what I expected at all, and they really work hard to be our ally, and they are fighting with us and for us. He did many missions into hostile fire, picking them up and dropping them off, as well as our troops. And so, yeah, his attitude changed 100% when he actually saw what was happening.
I have a friend who served in Afghanistan, and he, like me, is an evangelical Christian, and he got to know some people, in Muslims in the countryside or whatever, and the kindness and the generosity. Now, there's Muslims that'll, you know, slit your throat. If they come across you, but the kindness and generosity and of the average Muslim citizen that he personally would meet was really amazing. He told me they give you the shirt off their back to, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
My roommate is Arabic speaking, and he's sort of directionless faith wise, but he's got Muslim on one side, Christian on the other. And he's like, I don't know, one moment it's Muslim, the other moment it's bless you. You know, it's like...
Well, tell him to make up his mind. I'm just kidding. Let's talk to Mary in Pennsylvania. Trump won. Let's hope he wins it again. Hi, Mary.
Hi. Would you please comment on two subjects, one now, one for future use? I'll appreciate your expertise. What happened to the UN? I thought they were supposed to intervene and help when one country would invade another, and now why everything is left up to the United States?
Well, the UN just looks like they do something, but they don't do anything. They're feckless.
I think you're right. And, boy, I'd like to see some pressure put toward them. And for future subjects, would you possibly consider this subject? I know they're always hollering about seeing the president's income tax papers. I would like to see the congressman's income tax papers to see how much they collect off of the lobbyists. I'll hang up and listen to your expertise.
The congresspeople, most of them will and do share their tax records. The difference with Trump is that he's a businessman. This is the first time he's ever held a public office. He doesn't want you to see it, and it's none of your business. And I don't have a problem with that. The other thing is, too, as the owner of a real estate empire and a hotel chain, all sorts of stuff, the taxes are going to be complicated, and he could look bad, or you could make them look bad by the way it looks. I say this for my CPA, who's I've talked to about Trump and the tax returns and stuff. So I have no problem with them saying, no, you're not going to have them. And eventually, if they do somehow get out there or get released, so be it. And if it looks like he milked the system or whatever, I don't care as long as he didn't break the law. Because he is the best dang president we have had in a while. Every morning I wake up, there's a little cup, a little coffee mug I've seen. You know, every morning I wake up and I'm so happy that Trump is my president. Seriously, I just feel that way. This, boy, we're having a good time, aren't we, on Red Eye Radio? Chris Kroc filling in on Red Eye Radio all week. Eric and Gary coming back Sunday and Monday night. Podcasts, show information, station lists, listen live button, all at redeyeradioshow.com. That's redeyeradioshow.com.
This is Red Eye Radio on Westwood One. It's Red Eye Radio, with talk about everything from politics to social issues and news of the day. Whether you're up late or just starting your day, welcome to the show. For Gary McNamara and Eric Harley, Chris Kroc, from the Pilot Flying J Studios, this is Red Eye Radio.
Now, if you've missed any shows this week while I'm filling in for Eric and Gary, or months ago, or you want to listen to the show live, go to redeyeradioshow.com for podcast, show info, station lists, everything. By the way, I haven't even been mentioning much, but I have a regular daily show on WBAP, one of the Red Eye Radio proud carriers, affiliates, if you will, of Red Eye Radio. So you can check me out if you want. By going to WBAP.com, listening to that, I'm on in the evening. And I am actually a lead-in to the great Eric and Gary. Of course, they have many lead-ins on 249 other stations, but I'm one of them. And gosh darn it, I'm one of the most important ones. But then you can check me out on Twitter at Chris Kroc Show. That's at Chris Kroc Show, C-H-R-I-S-K-R-O-K. So if you're just joining us, we're talking about Syria, Trump reversing himself and saying we're going to keep 1,000 soldiers in Syria, in southern Syria. Good. He tried to tell, you know, Erdogan called his bluff and invaded when Trump didn't think he would. And so now Trump's getting his rump handed to him in that regard. I love the guy, but he's wrong on this one. We're also seeing that Hunter Biden really, really is looking bad. I mean, South China News went to the office where he's supposed to have to work out of, or at least, you know, have an office there. And the lady there said, I've never met him. Wow. Well, he gets checks. Somebody deposits the checks for him. Somebody picks him up, but apparently he doesn't do anything. The company where he's been a partner at and worked at for 5 years, still, when asked repeatedly what he does, what Hunter Biden does, they have no answer. They said, holy crap. Holy crap. What? He does what? You want me to talk to somebody named Holy Crap? No. As holy crap is, we're being asked to give you duties that he does. They're still trying to figure it out after 5 years, apparently. And so, yeah, it's funny. There's a very modest, very little going on, this tiny little, this moderate little office. And the woman there, the receptionist, says, I've never met Hunter Biden. There you go. But don't worry, the checks get cashed. Woo, woo. And, of course, this comes on the heels of Hunter saying that he will bless us by leaving all boards if we elect his daddy. Oh, look at a CNN saying tonight, impeachment could lead to a first in the 2020 election. This is CNN dreaming. We talked about the latest Project Veritas video coming out, and this one, shows two different CNN employees, some of them recording what are said to be telephone conferences or whatever conferences with Zucker, the president of CNN, about the bias and everything like that with CNN and go after Trump. And one of the people going undercover for Project Veritas said, I was so sick of the bias where all they're doing. And a lot of the people in CNN are miserable because Zucker's always saying, go after Trump, go after Trump, go after Trump all the time. And they're like, we're trying to do a decent news program, but we're always being told to go after and attack Trump. Well, it's not working out well for them. The ratings suck. But look at CNN tonight. They say, or this morning, I should say, impeachment could lead to a first in the 2020 election. What is it? This is CNN fantasizing. I can't believe that this is when, this is like, I guess when your boss keeps telling you to go after Trump, you got to come up with creative angles, right? You got to make stuff up. President Trump, CNN says, who has repeatedly shattered political tradition, may find himself in another unprecedented circumstance. He could become the first president ever to be impeached and then seek another term in the next election. I'm kind of unclear here, because wasn't Bill Clinton impeached and won a re-election? I think they're saying he might get impeached or removed and then run again or something. It's just they just fantasize. We're also talking about the it's a horrible police shooting in Fort Worth, Texas, that's blowing up. It was on CNN, on Fox, and it's going to keep growing. A neighbor called the police on saying it was 2:30 in the morning. The lights are on, the two front doors are open, and that's not characteristic of them. Their cars are there. They're an elderly couple. I don't see them. Cops show up, and they're not announced because it looks a little suspicious, like something's going on. So they do a perimeter check, and the woman there, there's a 28-year-old woman with her 8-year-old nephew playing Call of Duty on a marathon, evening of marathon into the morning, and she pulls open the blinds. The cop freaks out and says, hands, show me your hands, then just shoots her. She's dead. 28-year-old college graduate from Xavier University, thinking of going to medical school, now dead. White cop, black woman, and people are making it about race. Aye, aye, aye. Oh, I promised to get into this. Our number, by the way, is 866-90-RED-EYE, 866-907-3339. And, we also gave a little, we're doing a little preview of the Democrat debate tonight. Beto O'Rourke will offer to take away another civil liberty or another right, perhaps that way they'll get him. Because when he said, I'm going to go after your guns, he got the 2% in Real Clear Politics. Once he said, I'm going to persecute churches and take away their tax exemption if they support what the Bible says, once he'd said that, then he went up to 2.5%. So who knows what he'll come up with tonight. But it really is a three-way race between Bernie, the fake Native American Elizabeth Warren, and Biden. Almost forgot, poor Joe. Gropey Joe. So we'll see. But I wanted to share this one before we... wanted to get into this one I've been mentioning, the women that are flocking into trucking. Since we have a lot of truckers, there has been some weird fantasy that I've always had about wanting to be a trucker. Just envisioning being on the open road and driving and the horizon, the beautiful country out there, it seems appetizing. You know what doesn't seem appetizing or interesting or fun to me is the truck stops. That seems a little bit, no thank you, right? Do you know, let's see, does everybody here know what a lot lizard is? Of course, right? Oh, boy. But women are now driving a lot, too. They say the salary is good, and they say that you can't discriminate, and there's no discrimination in pay, discriminating in pay, because it's based on, how much you drive and everything. Men and women get the same thing. And they enjoy it. They like it. The only challenge is safety. A 2017 survey asked women in trucking. They asked female drivers how safe they felt at work. Average response, 4.4 out of 10. That is not a feeling of safety. One woman said, if we arrive at the truck stop at the end of our working day, we find it full. We may have to keep driving past our limit or park illegally on the side of the road. One woman says her father, also who is a trucker, taught her to loop her seatbelt through the door handle and buckle it so the door can't be opened from the outside while she's sleeping. My gosh. Sister, get yourself a firearm, right? Uninvited? Good night. Telling you, Mexico halted a caravan of 2,000 migrants. Of course, they're illegal migrants, and they halted a caravan of 2,000 migrants. And the critics, according to Fox News, are calling it the roundup a human hunt. A human hunt. They were bound for the United States. Mexican authorities, within a few hours of them into their journey, rounded them up. They consisted of migrants from, are you ready for this? This is the invasion. Africa, the Caribbean, Central America, all coming in before dawn in Tapachula, in southern Mexico near the Guatemalan border. So how dare the Mexican authorities round up these illegals and stop them? These African, Caribbean, Central Americans are entitled to show up here and take, you know, take from us and just have their way with us and just show up. And hi, I'm a migrant. No, you're an illegal. No, I'm a migrant. Get out of here. Take a number. Wait on the Mexican side. I am grateful for this president for standing up to that. I'll tell you that. Many of the illegal, I put in the word illegal because they are, many of the illegal migrants who departed from Tapachula early in the morning had been held up there for weeks or months awaiting residency or transit papers from Mexican authorities. By the way, this is all because of Donald Trump's tariff threat on Mexico. They're actually enforcing their laws because of Donald Trump's tariff threats. It worked. The businessman in charge worked. His policy worked. 24 miles into their journey, these illegal migrants were rounded up by federal ICE, National Guardsmen, blocking their path. Most of them detained, put on a bus back to Tapachula, while 150 returned by foot. The abrupt halt of the caravan stood in stark contrast to last year when they just, you know, did what they wanted. Well, that's because the tariffs worked. Salva La Cruz from Frey Matias de Corvo, which is a human rights center in Tapachula, called the roundup a human hunt. I love that. So you invade us if we round you up. It's a human hunt. We're the bad guys. But they can't call them racist because they're Mexican. They're Mexican authorities. So if you just go a few hundred, well, a thousand, whatever, miles to the north, whatever it is, then we're racists. Remember, we're the racist, us over here. We're the bad guys. Hello, it's us. We're bad. I'm telling you. And this lady with this group said sending the migrants back south was an exercise in cruelty. That's right, because if you show up here from all these countries, the Caribbean, Africa, Central America, and you're invading us, it's cruel for us to send you back. All right. And don't forget to add a little side of Orange Man Bad with that, right? Orange Man Bad. You know, have you heard about the professor or the doctor from Johns Hopkins University who used to be in charge of the gender dysphoria program? And how he talks about that most of the young kids that are transgender or say they're transgender end up working, if you give them love, counseling, and guidance, they end up saying by the time they're out of adolescence, I don't want to change my sex and all this kind of stuff. I don't want hormones. There is a story that is like making a lot of these people that worship gender, worship the at the altar of diversity, making them get mad. Hundreds of young trans people seeking help to return to their original sex. this story out of England that I'll be sharing with you coming up next. And then we got some, did you know how inefficient dishwashers are now because of the whole Obama regulation energy department? I'll tell you about that as well coming up next. 866-90-RED-EYE is our number, 866-907-3339. This is Chris Kroc on Red Eye Radio.
Drivers, our friends at PACCAR have a product for your toolbox called PACLink. It provides real-time information about what's going on with your truck. Michelle Moline is manager of product development for PACLink and has more details.
PACLink is basically a mobile diagnostic device that has a Bluetooth chip in it that allows you to use your phone to read why the check engine light is on in your truck. One of our biggest users is actually our own dealerships at PACCAR. Now, our dealers are also reselling this product to customers, and customers, owner-operators or fleet drivers, use this while they're on the road so that if they have a check engine light that comes on, they can easily just use their phone to plug this thing in and see what's going on and then either send a report back to their dispatcher to await further instructions or, in the case of an owner-operator, possibly even just figure out what needs to be done and go from there. It's a very simple ordering process. Go to PACCAR.com/PACLink, P-A-C-L-I-N-K. I should mention, too, that if you're a member of OOIBA Association, you receive a 10% discount by logging into the OOIBA website.
This report is a service of Shell Rotella.
Get in touch with Red Eye Radio, toll free at 866-90-RED-EYE.
Chris Kroc in for Eric and Gary on Red Eye Radio. Let's talk with Mary, California. You're on Red Eye Radio. Hi, Mary.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm driving right now, so I'm heading to Oakland, the Oakland port.
Be careful. Don't get shot in Oakland.
Yeah, no doubt. You were talking about the... how it would be to be a trucker and stuff like
yes!
that. Yes! It's pretty stressful, I'll tell you.
Is it? Tell me why.
Well, you have cars that cut you off, cars that brake check you, cars that try and squeeze in between two trucks, and then at the truck stop, you know, you hear on the CB radios, and the guys start fighting, and...
Right. You know what I mean? For you to rest?
No, I don't.
Do you carry some kind of a weapon? My gosh, I'd be packing for sure. I pack already, but...
Well, no, it's illegal to carry firearms in your truck. I mean, a lot of people do, but...
What?
No, I don't.
Wait, is this a federal thing?
Yeah, you can't carry a firearm across state lines.
Well, because of a truck thing or no? Because I can as a concealed carry holder.
Well, it's a federal motor carrier.
Oh, okay, that's it. Okay, that's what I'm saying. Oh my gosh, that's insane.
But there's a lot of people that do, and yeah. There's a lot of owner operators that can carry.
Yeah,
if you're
okay.
Working for a company, you can't do it.
Okay, my gosh, that'd be terrible. Well, thanks for calling. You know what I always love to do when I talk to truckers? If you're okay, can you pull, you know, hit the horn?
What?
Can you hit the horn?
You want me to hit the horn?
Yeah, so I can hear it. Yeah! I always love that. Thanks for your call, Mary. Drive safe. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, you know, we used to pick on the Oakland A's, or I called them, or just Oakland in general, Jokeland, right? All right, now your national forecast.
Most of the day's precipitation will be in the deep south from Alabama over to Georgia and the Carolinas. We'll see the heaviest amounts of rain on the order of about 2 inches for some spots, especially near the Atlanta metro area. And that system will be sweeping showers back into central and portions of eastern Texas today as well. Another area for rain, Seattle, Washington, and then again along the upper Great Lakes. And we can't outrule at least a light shower today, possibly just cloudy conditions for from central Indiana in through Ohio and up to portions of western New York. Frost and freeze warnings for portions of the Midwest last night, and not as chilly tonight. We'll see temperatures today rebounding into the mid-70s from Illinois in through central Indiana and Ohio. Yesterday's high temperature in Indianapolis, 59. Today, 73. The roller coaster of fall weather. Your national forecast from Red Eye Radio. I'm meteorologist John Trout.
Lines are open. 1-866-907-3339. 866-90-RED-EYE. For Gary McNamara and Eric Harley, here is Chris Kroc.
I'll be here all week. Chris Kroc filling in on Red Eye Radio. Eric and Gary back Sunday night / Monday morning. Hundreds of young trans people seeking help to return to original sex. This is in Sky News, which is big time in the UK, and you're really not supposed to talk about this, but it fits with what the head of the Gender Dysphoria Center at Johns Hopkins University said. He still is a doctor and teaches and works over at Johns Hopkins, and he says most of the kids, if you just love on them and help them get counseling, not condemning them, they end up, by the time they get through puberty, they end up saying, I want to just stay with who I am. And all these parents treat this and or encourage it, all this stuff is garbage, and put chemicals or drugs in these kids to change things, and you are hurting these kids even more. Well, look at this article. The number of young people seeking gender transition at an all-time high, but we hear very little, if anything, says Sky News, about those who may come to regret the decision. Charlie detransitioned, went public, stunned by the number of people she discovered in a similar position. I'm in communication with 19, 20-year-olds, who have had full gender reassignment surgery, who wish they didn't. And the dysphoria hasn't been relieved. They don't feel better for it. They don't know what their options are now. She's been contacted by hundreds of people seeking help, 30 alone in her area of Newcastle. This is in England. They tend to be in their mid-20s, mostly female. She said she felt shunned by the LGBT community for being a traitor. See? Look at this. Launching a new website, a new charity called Detransition Advocacy Network. Oh, they're going to come after her now. I didn't think any change was going to be enough in the end, and I thought it was better to work on changing how I felt about myself than changing my body, says one. Amen, amen. Amen. It's about getting help and seeing why you're feeling these ways, not about mutilating yourself. I've seen similar, by the way, that goes for plastic surgery and all that kind of stuff too with folks and Botox garbage. I've seen similarities in the way I experience gender dysphoria and the way I experience other body image issues. See? Also had an eating disorder, but she doesn't feel that the issue was explored in therapy sessions. Yeah, she brought up her eating disorder and all they did was say, here's your hormones, here's your surgery, off you go, she says. I don't think that's helpful for anyone. And there's people coming in there, some as young as 3 and 4 years old. Oh, this is terrible. It's poor kids. And they're coming to find out when they get older, you sold me a bill of goods, is what I'm saying. You know, me personally, it's like, you sold, you know, these people get older and they go, you sold me a bill of goods. This is BS, and now my body's changed. I've been mutilated. Gosh, think of all those parents who give those kids drugs. It's terrible. Okay, and also we're talking about truck drivers and women. A lot of women are doing truck driving now. According to the Wall Street Journal, they said that the pay is the same if you're a woman or a man because they get paid the same no matter what, as long as you do the job. Protection on the lots and everything, too. So let's talk to some folks about that, calling in about that at 866-90-RED-EYE, 866-907-3339. Clarence, I should say, in Illinois, you're on Red Eye Radio.
Yes, I just want to talk to you about the truck driving industry. As of nowadays, I've been driving a truck for 32 years. And as of nowadays, the lot listed situation is really cleaned up a lot. It ain't like it used to be. And you don't even see them anymore. I mean, once in a while you do, but I mean, they're not out there like they used to be.
So funny. The poor lot lizards, where do they go now since there's nowhere to go?
Oh, I'm sure they got places to go.
I know. I'm just joking, you know. But is it true then that most people can't have a concealed weapon if they're truckers to protect themselves?
Oh, no, you cannot have. No, that's federal. Truck driving industry is regulated.
I don't know why a gun would be bad. I mean, for personal protection, my gosh.
Well, personally, I wouldn't carry one. I don't have anything against anybody carrying them, but I wouldn't carry one myself.
And I mean, look, I'm always about, you know, I've learned from the best, law enforcement, et cetera. And if you don't want to carry, you should never carry. But, I mean, gosh, I think people
I wouldn't carry. Yeah. And as far as women getting into the trucking industry, yeah, we've got a lot of good women out here. They're all good drivers. And I do agree with Mary. I mean, we have a heck of a time out here. This is very stressful. We've got people cut us off, and you know, you wouldn't believe how some of these people drive, including truckers. I mean, don't get me wrong. There is some bad driver truckers out there. Today, the trucking industry, if you can sit in a seat and turn a key, you got a job. It ain't like it used to be back whenever I first started. You had to go to school for 2 months to learn to drive that truck. Today, you're in and out of that school within a week, 2 weeks.
You know, I heard from Mary in the last call saying that, you know, people brake check you. You're in a freaking truck and they're brake checking you. That is a moron. Sean in Spokane, Washington, you're on Red Eye Radio.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
I called in years ago. I've been listening to these guys, Eric and Gary, for quite a long time.
Good.
And it's one of those things where when you have the DOT come in every Sunday, and they'd have the DOT answer questions for people calling in, and I had that curiosity. And apparently what he said was that's really a bunch of anti-gun disinformation about that, because the fact of the matter is there's not one word in the FMCSA handbook or the rules about prohibiting personal defense weapons, firearms, anything. There's no rules saying that. Then now there's employers that have rules, and they govern what they want their employees to do
I respect that. I'll just say personally for me, I would say here's what I tell drivers for Domino's or whatever that are concerned. I say, Carrie, if you got to use it, then who cares about your job, right? Because if you had to use it, that means your life was on the line. That's my personal feeling on that. Oh, let's talk to Kevin in Tennessee. You're on Red Eye Radio. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good. Good morning. How are you?
Doing great, thanks. I just wanted to comment on the guns in the trucks.
Yes.
Just like the gentleman said, there's no law in the FMCSA. The only law that we have to follow is the state law that we're traveling through.
That's what I thought. So for me personally, when I travel, my family and I, we prefer to drive, especially with this four of us. It's a lot of money to fly, you know. And so we also enjoy it as a family. I always check which states I can go through and which states are commie states.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Again, you know, like in Tennessee, we reciprocate to 36 states.
Yes.
If we go into Illinois, of course, you got to separate your magazine from your weapon.
That's my home state where they've become communists, anti-gun communists. Pinkos.
But no, there's a policy, a an employer's policy would be the only thing that would prohibit you from carrying in the truck.
Yeah.
And that doesn't even prohibit you. Only thing that will do is get you fired in the event that you use it.
And that, okay, well, and there you go. That would kind of go back to my personal theory, you know? If you're concerned, carry it. And if you have to use it, well, better to be alive than worry about your job at that point. So I want to get into dishwashers. Did you know these new dishwashers? And by the way, I just got one. I just got myself, for the first time in years, just got a brand new dishwasher. A whole kitchen remodel. And we're still kind of finishing up stuff on that. My gosh, this stuff ain't easy, is it? But the dishwasher sure is quiet. I got a real nice one. And it's funny, they're apparently all Obama-ized out, right, where they're all, you know, efficient or whatever. But apparently they stink with how they work. So we'll get to that coming up next. The Chris Kroc filling in for Eric and Gary. This is Red Eye Radio.
Freightliner Team Run Smart Pro Henry Albert has achieved some very impressive fuel mileage numbers. Henry shares the specs on his truck and his trailer, starting with what's under the hood.
I'm in a 2018 Cascadia Aero X. It's powered by the integrated drivetrain Detroit Series 60 DD15, 400 horsepower, 1,750 foot-pounds of torque at 975 RPM, and that's fed into the Detroit DT12 direct drive transmission with a final axle ratio of 2.16 with active lube management, riding on Michelin X1 tires, pulling a fully aerodynamic trailer. The trailer is equipped with a nose cone. It's also equipped with full-length skirts from Fleet Engineers that go completely over the landing gear, completely over the trailer tandem, all the way to the rear bumper. The rain gutter has been plated over, and it's running a Stemco trailer tail. My main run, which is from Charlotte to Laredo, and I'm usually 60,000 to 65,000 pounds, I was averaging over 10 miles a gallon. It was up to 10.1.
To learn more about Henry's fuel mileage achievements, go to TeamRunSmart.com. This report is a service of Shell Rotella.
Get in touch with Red Eye Radio, toll free at 866-90-RED-EYE.
We are going to have a lot of highlights on the Democrat debate tonight, where they have, believe it or not, more people on stage than last time. Only a Democrat debate grows in size. It wouldn't be the Republicans. It would shrink. But no, the Democrats, it grows. Because, you know, you can create something from nothing. You and God, if you're a Democrat. Make dishwashers that clean again, says this editorial. Did you know that dishwashers that once took an hour from wash to dry now average 2 hours and 20 minutes? It's almost exactly 2.5 times. I did not know that, but I can tell you, my friend warned me. He's like, just so you know, he's like, it's going to be really quiet. You're going to barely be able to know it's on, but it's going to take a long time. Listen to this, though. The Office of Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy, who knew we had one, under Department of Energy, it put out for public comment on, you know, can we tweak this? The reaction was so positive on looking at making changes that they wrote a draft rule to allow a new class of dishwashers featuring a cycle time of an hour or less. Wow! More than 2,700 comments already received. Quote, I had no idea the energy regulations were affecting my dishwasher. Now that I know, I'm absolutely furious. Another one says, for the love of all that is holy, help us make dishwashers work right again. Well, nobody better than Donald J. Trump to make dishwashers great again. Amen? Amen. Why not give the American people the chance to buy dishwashers that actually clean dishes?
Yes.
Yes. Luke in Colorado, beautiful state. You're on Red Eye Radio.
Yeah. Whenever I was OTR over the road.
Yeah.
I used to always carry a pistol.
Good.
And then I also carried a shotgun I could go into New York with and anywhere else with.
Good.
That was under my bunk. I was in
Under your what?
I was an owner-operator.
Yeah, oh, but you said it was...
I'm not anymore.
Okay. So as an owner-operator, you could do that, but if you had a company that you worked for, you couldn't, right?
No.
Because the company would say no.
I was contracted out.
You had a shotgun, though. Where did you keep it?
Oh, underneath my bed.
Underneath the bed, okay.
And I had...
It's a little hello present. Hi, how are you? Go ahead, sir. I love that.
All they had to hear was that slide.
Let me tell you something about that. People don't understand the power of the simplicity of a slide. I was at my favorite gun store, slash range, and took one of our dear widow friends who lost her husband, and she was selling a lot of his stuff, and was going to move across country, and. He said, don't get rid of this one. And she said, why? He goes, watch this. And we're in a rapidly pro-gun, you know, range slash gun store, everything like that. And there's like 20 people around shopping or whatever, talking. And then he goes, chick, and everybody stops and looks. In a freaking gun range. So, you are exactly correct. Because when they hear that, they go, holy crap, and they run like hell. Amen, amen, and amen. And the only reason we don't have shotguns in my house yet is because my Chirin, I got a 13 and a 16-year-old, so we have our handguns, which work quite well, very well, thank you. And they're ready to go, but they're, you know, locked up in a safe so that we can, you know, be responsible. But, that thing's ready to go for me whenever I need it, and it's on me all the time. Safety, 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 y'all. Hey, did you see that SNL being funny for the first time in a long time, Saturday Night Live with Oscar the Grouch, that skit where he was like the Joker? Now that was funny. Hey, I'll see you tonight. Democrat debate, we'll have all the coverage. Red Eye Radio. Chris Kroc for Eric and Gary. They'll be back Sunday night / Monday morning. Hey, by the way, Sesame Street fans also reacted to a Muppet Carly revealing her mother has an opioid addiction. Wait, what? What are they doing? What have they got here?
This is Red Eye Radio on Westwood One.